One way to mitigate some of the risks of natural disaster is insurance, but Jim Davis says that it's unlikely victims of the Oso landslide will hold insurance policies that will cover the damage to their properties. Jim Davis is the editor of the Herald Business Journal. The headline in his story in the Everett Herald today reads, "Property owners face double financial hit after Oso mudslide."
Standard homeowner and business policies specifically exclude damage caused by earth movement, such as landslides. You have to have a separate policy, special policy, just to protect against landslides.
Now, the Federal Emergency Management Agency is coming in. Will they cover the victims of the disaster for the loss of their home?
Typically, what FEMA has done in the past is that they have offered low-interest loans to homeowners to help with their finances, but that's still a loan that has to be repaid.
So the Federal Emergency Management Agency money just comes in the form of loans. It's, they're not going to give people money for their destroyed houses. But what's it going to take for people to be able to tap into those loans?
Well, right now, Governor Inslee has asked and President Obama has granted an emergency declaration. There's a next step to it. That is a major federal declaration. And as I understand it, the state is preparing to ask for that. It, too, has to be asked and granted administratively from the federal government. And that would open up the tap to federal dollars to not only help individuals, but also to help the state and local governments rebuild roads, bridges, and other infrastructure.
So those houses can be are obviously a total loss. And we're also been wondering, and you've been looking into the question of the outstanding mortgages. A lot of those homeowners may still owe the banks money to pay off these homes that are now just rubble. Are they still on the hook even in a catastrophe like this?
Even in a disaster like this, they are on the hook to repay their mortgage. It's a contract between the lender and the borrower, and that has to be repaid.
There is landslide insurance, but how common is it in our state?
It's very, very rare. There are 1.5 million single-family homes in the state of Washington. Only 4,700 homeowners and business owners have landslide insurance.
You know, one interesting thing you mentioned in your story is that you talked to the state insurance commissioner about landslide insurance, and they were unaware of it?
Yeah, I thought that was very interesting. The spokesman for the Office of the Insurance Commissioner, he has earthquake insurance, but he personally didn't even know that you could get landslide insurance.
Is it expensive? Is it hard to get?
Well, there is not a single insurance agency within the state that even offers it. You have to go to a specialty carrier such as Lloyd's of London to purchase it. It costs about $1,000 for a $300,000 home, which seems expensive to me. I wouldn't want to pay an extra $1,000, but this is your home. This is your investment. $1,000, if you live on a slope, might be worth the investment.
This disaster might leave people who live in slide zones wondering about what they can do to avoid financial catastrophe should this happen where they are. I mean, you know, if they don't lose their entire home, they could experience a substantial damage to it, which could be quite costly. Any thoughts for them?
Well, I think that talking with the Northwest Insurance Council, they suggested that if you live above or below a steep slope, that this is something that you really should look into. A standard homeowner's policy is about $595 in the state of Washington. Landslide insurance is about $1,000 a year. That's $1,500 together is less than what a lot of people pay for their car insurance each year.
You can get it, but it's going to cost you, and you're going to have to go out of state to do that, though.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate that a tragedy like this is really kind of highlighting to people that this is something that you should consider getting if you own a home on any steep slope.
Jim Davis is editor of the Herald Business Journal. You can read his entire story. It's in this morning's Everett Herald. Now, a lot of us have been wondering how we can support the landslide relief efforts financially, particularly after we hear stories like that about how destitute these folks might be. And unfortunately, there are also scam artists who show up whenever there's a tragedy like this. They want to take advantage of it. Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson and Secretary of State Kim Wyman are warning donors to watch out for charity scams. They haven't seen any yet, but it's pretty likely there will be some. Among their recommendations, they say you should avoid cash donations and never give your credit card number over the phone. And most importantly, they say do your homework before donating money. Be skeptical of brand new charities. especially those that have names similar to well-known respected charities. And also, in this age of Facebook and Twitter, be careful about solicitations from social media accounts that claim to represent the victims or the memorials. A representative from the Attorney General's office, as I said they have not received any scam complaints yet, but be vigilant. For more recommendations on how you can make a donation that's really going to get to the people who need it, you can go to atg.wa.gov. This is The Record on KUOW.